Mountain Faith. Mountain Faith is a band that caught everyone's attention on America's Got Talent. Remember that? We were all excited, and everybody was doing their best to keep them going. Wonderful job they did. They have their most recent album is entitled Blue. They have a new one coming out. We're going to talk to Summer McMahon, and she's going to tell you about that incredible journey to America's Got Talent and what the band is up to musically. Family Brothers, it's perfect timing now to get right up to a new tune, Emily, from Mountain Faith, and then we'll get right into a conversation with Summer McMahon from Mountain Faith, and we're going to talk about the band, incredible journey, talk about long journeys, short, compacted journey with a lot of intensity for Mountain Faith as they took on the world with America's Got Talent. This is fun. And you'll talk to we'll talk to Summer Brooke McMahon from Mountain Faith. Well, I'm very, very happy to have today on Unreal Bluegrass, Summer McMahon from Mountain Faith. I'm so happy to get a chance to talk to you, Summer.
Well, I am so honored to get to be a part of Unreal Bluegrass.
You know, and I am right now. Honestly, if you could see me right now, I have goosebumps because of what we're going to, because first of all, it's a wonderful band, Mountain Faith, and you're welcome. And I have the most recent album, Blue, and I know you have a new single that's been released, which in my mind means there's a new album coming up. But we'll talk about all that, and we'll talk about the band members and how you got started playing a little bit. But I look down on my arm. I have goosebumps right now because we're going to talk about Mountain Faith. In fact, that you absolutely captured certainly the country, if not the world, on America's Got Talent. What a wonderful ride you gave us all.
Yes, sir. That's just a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I'll never forget it.
Well, I mean, it was. I know a little bit about the story about how you got on there, but I'm going to talk to you about that. But did you? I hope you didn't feel. I hope the band members, and we're going to name them all because you all should get credit. I hope you didn't feel that you were carrying too much of a burden for, you know, the people out here in the bluegrass world, and you know, everybody did everything they could, but hopefully you were there for yourself and you did a wonderful job and made a great presentation. But I would watch the show and think, I hope there's not too much pressure from the people out here that want bluegrass to come to the top again.
Yeah, you know, and obviously, Argent, because we love bluegrass so much. I mean, we genuinely love bluegrass. We grew up on it. You know, it's just our passion. And we wanted, you know, everybody to love bluegrass. And a lot of people that have never heard bluegrass won't even give bluegrass a chance. And so, you know, we, at the beginning of the year, in our band meeting, we always have a band meeting the first day of January, and we just talked about how this year we wanted to work ourselves as hard as we could to take bluegrass to as many new people that don't normally listen to bluegrass. So that was our mission, and 2 weeks later to the date is when we got the call about AGT. So it's just unbelievable how it worked out.
Isn't that amazing? And when you say AGT, you're such a pro at that. It's AGT. It's America's Got Talent. But that's how you call it.
Sir.
I understand.
If I said hashtag AGT one time, I heard it thousands of times.
Oh, my. Well, the story then, and since you mentioned it, what good timing, too. And first of all, it's great that Mountain Faith as a band has a professional attitude of how we're going to improve that. That's a wonderful thing. Never lose that because you need to have that focus. And so that worked for you. And then within 2 weeks, you get this call. How did you get introduced to AGT? How did AGT get introduced to you?
Well, in that same band meeting, we actually threw out the idea, hey, you know, what do we have to lose? Let's send something in and just see what we get. And we talked about it a little more and just kind of decided against it because we thought to ourselves, they're not, you know, probably going to want bluegrass. So we'll just, you know, we'll try to go other routes. And my mom actually overheard us. She was fixing dinner. She went straight upstairs.
Good old mom.
And our song Madam off of Blue, we had recently made a video for it. And she submitted that video and not knowing all of this, a couple days later, she had heard back from a producer saying, you know, we're interested. We liked the video that you submitted. Can you give us more information? So for a couple of days, my mom and the producers were exchanging emails, but she didn't tell us because she didn't want to be too overconfident and then just lose, this awesome thing. So
I can't believe.
Later to the day is when they initially called us. so.
So you're you didn't know your mother was working this back deal with AGT.
And then
you get a call and it's like out of the blue.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy how it. And the funny thing is I know you know who Bull Harmon is.
Yes.
We were on our way out to his Bluegrass Festival in Missouri on a Friday, and on Saturday is when we got the. I think I can't remember if it was that Friday or that Saturday is when we got the call, and they said, you know, we know it's a long shot. We know it's a really long drive for y'all, but the closest audition we have to you is in Missouri this Monday. Is there any way that you could possibly drive out to Missouri this Monday? And we, you know, we're just overjoyed. We're like, you're not going to believe this. We're an hour away from you right now. So we ended up staying an extra day, and it's just the most unbelievable thing how it all worked out.
Well, this is one of those things that was meant to be then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Undeniably. So what song did you perform in the audition?
We performed, we actually played Darling Cora, which you know is a very old bluegrass standard.
Yeah.
We call it the Happy Song.
Okay.
It's a couple of instrumentals that we merged together and made one long song. And then we did a pop song called Marry You, and it's by Bruno Mars, and that's the one that was kind of out there, but we actually learned that song the night before the audition just to have something a little different.
Yeah, sure. Well, was this audition in front of any of the judges that you actually appeared on stage, or they were just people that were trying to decide who goes forward?
Yes, sir. It was producers from the show. It was at the open call audition, and from there, they decide who auditions in front of the judges.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, I think it was clever that you learned a pop. You know, Bruno Mars is a very popular guy, and people,
right.
So it was very clever of you to take advantage of this opportunity to learn a tune that, you know, maybe they don't know Darling Cora, probably not.
Right.
But that was a great move. It was a great move, and you did it the night before. A fantastic move.
Well, it was funny because you could see, you know, it was totally unexpected. And the same with, you know, the initial audition on the show, the last thing they were expecting when they saw our banjo and our guitar and stuff was a pop song. That was the very last thing they were expecting. And so we wanted to kind of catch them off guard. And knowing that, you know, a lot of people that were watching the show probably don't listen to bluegrass, we wanted to kind of ease them into it and kind of, you know, like fishing, just kind of slowly reel them in.
Absolutely.
And that was our goal, so.
Well, what you do is, and of course the band's very proficient on their instruments and the singing is great, so what you do is show them, here's what we can do any place, but once you get a feel for what we're doing, then we can take you somewhere else. So that was again, a really smart move on your part.
I really appreciate that. We put a lot of thought and sweat and prayer into it, so.
So, all right, so you go to Missouri, you get moved on to the next. And I want to get to, because I can, you must be black and blue from pinching yourself. You probably had other band members pinch each other after a while because you got tired of pinching yourself as you go through this.
It's funny. It's been 2 weeks since we came home, and we still are in complete shock.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's unreal to us.
That is so wonderful. All right, so you go through that round, and then and how do you find out that you go to whatever next level that is?
Well, the initial audition with the judges, you have to get at least 3 yeses. And, you know, we went out knowing that Howard Stern hated bluegrass with every ounce of his being.
We actually watched
an interview of him on the way up there. He was on David Letterman, and he talked for 10 minutes about how much he hates bluegrass.
You're right.
So we knew going into it that they probably weren't going to love it. And when we started playing that song, you know, obviously we were just sick nervous, and when we saw that they weren't hating it and the crowd was loving it, you know, we felt so much more comfortable and at ease, and, you know, the second half of the song, there were a lot less nerves than the first half. So, and then, you know, when we got the 4 yeses, we were not expecting that at all.
Isn't that amazing?
So we just didn't know what to think, honestly. Still don't.
You probably thought Mountain Faith, we're just going to go out and give it our best, and what a great experience. And then when, because like you said, you're thinking about one of the judges everybody knows. If you know anything about Howard Stern, he does speak often about how much he hates bluegrass. I've heard him do it before. So all of a sudden you're moving on, and that must have been another gasp of everyone. Once you get the news, it has to be like you have to look at each other and think, is this really happening?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
What,
it's funny. We still cry. I'm a crier anyway. The boys give me a hard time about it. But I do, you know, if somebody asked me today, they, you know, were telling us, you know, they thought we did a good job and that kind of stuff. And they said, yeah, I know you're probably tired of hearing that. I'll quit talking about it because I know you're probably tired of talking about it. And I was like,
not yet.
Are you kidding me? I was like, it is such an honor and it's so humbling for people to take the time to tell us that. And when I think about it, I cry on almost every person that tells us we did a good job because we're just so just humbled by the fact that, you know, everybody liked it and just taking the time to thank or to tell us that. So it's just been a really humbling time for us.
Well, what you've done, and we're not finished with the whole Mountain Faith story as far as the America's Got Talent yet, but what you've done in the process is open up a lot of eyes and ears to bluegrass, and that's something that they can never take away from you. And everybody, you've raised the water level for everybody now.
Mm.
And it's just a great thing that you've done, and there's so much excitement about it. So
yeah, I really appreciate that.
So you get your first four votes, and then do you plan different songs for different levels of it as you go through? How much thought process goes into that?
Yes, we actually. What a lot of people don't know is, you know, we filmed our first audition back in March. The first two episodes are pre-filmed, and so we've been working on AGT since the second week of January, and we've put a lot of sleepless nights. Mm-hmm. You know, we learned the four episodes that we were on, we learned a total of probably 32 songs.
Holy smokes.
And so there were many nights that we stayed up all night long. We would stay up, we would start practice, because we all worked, you know, at the tire shop.
Sure.
And I was in school at the time, and so we would work all day until 5. We would all come home and shower and get our instruments out, and from 6 until 6, we would learn songs. And, you know, it was just exhausting, and at the time, you know, you're just thinking to yourself, oh, this is, you know, I'm so tired, I can't do, this is so hard, is it going to be worth it? And looking back now, I cannot believe how worth it those sleepless nights were.
Well,
we're so thankful.
And you know, Summer, we're talking to Summer McMahon of Mountain Faith, you know what you all did was you made it work for you because you put so much effort into it. That's why the results were so stunning, even to think about today, is because of all that. I had no idea you did that. Probably a lot of people didn't know.
We put a lot of time and effort into it. And, my dad, one of the things that he taught us from a very young age, and I'm sure you're the same way, it's just, it doesn't matter what your dream is, what your goal is, if you're not willing to work very, 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 very hard for it, it is not going to happen. And so we just kind of, on those nights that we weren't sleeping, we would look at each other at about 4 o'clock in the morning, and one of us would say, guys, I'm really tired, I don't think I can go anymore. And they're like, okay, I'll go make you coffee. Close your eyes for 5 minutes. I'll go make you coffee. And, you know, Corey would go make us all coffee and stuff like that. And you know, we just got through on a lot of 5-hour energy. So.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah. What an amount of dedication. Also, the shows are in the can, as I would say. So you're kind of waiting for those to air. And then I guess then you're waiting to see what happens after that first round airs, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. The first two were taped. So we just kind of had to wait on them to air. And then, obviously, you know, the last two were live. So
yeah.
We just got back from a month in New York. So we were never so excited to see the mountains of North Carolina.
So once
breathe fresh air.
Well, yeah, and once you were there for the duration until you mm-hmm. you winded up not being on it anymore. So, and I would guess, too, that they just had to keep extending your room as you kept going back after night.
Yes, sir, and we had to find a laundromat very fast.
Did you?
You know, we weren't expecting to make it through that first week. I mean, we packed to make it through the first week and then go home. And when we found out that when they announced our name, I can't even describe how much shock we were in, because we honestly were not expecting that. And so, yeah, we started scrounging around trying to find laundry mats and food and all this stuff. So, yeah, it was just...
It kind of goes like, yay, we won. How are we going to wash our clothes?
Yeah. The boys are starting to stink. We've got to find somewhere to wash our socks.
Oh, man, what a... Well, you couldn't have... I just think that was so much fun. You're never, ever, ever... Of course, the band's so solid. You're going to continue on with success, but this will be one of those things that'll just live forever, and you can retell. And
yes, sir.
You've got it forever in a little time capsule, and what a wonderful... Absolutely. What a wonderful... Gosh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. I can hear it in your voice. I bet if I was talking to you, I could probably make you cry. I can make people do that sometimes.
Yeah, I'm trying pretty hard not to.
Okay. Well, let's talk about... Okay, so you finally got, and everybody's watching, everybody's calling. You can call as much as you can, you know, blah, blah, blah. So you finally wind up that you finally get the call that you get to go back home, and after you've done such a great job, and it has to be a letdown, but also it's like, wow, look how far we came.
Yeah, that was the first thing. Is, you know, when I got back to my phone that Wednesday night after we got voted off, you wouldn't believe all the support that we had. It was just so overwhelming how many people would text us and call us and email us. It was awesome. But when I got back to my phone, I had a lot of messages. You know, I'm so sorry. I hate y'all got sent home. And honestly, and yeah, you know, it, like you said, it was a letdown. But we were totally okay, because like I said, we didn't even expect to make it through the audition. So every round was just more and more shocking that we made it. And so, you know, I would text people back and just be like, thank you so much for all the support. We're totally okay, though. We miss the mountains. We miss playing the music that we love. And so we're totally okay.
Let me ask you this, and then I do want to get on to the album, the band members, too, because that's important. The first time you go out on the big stage, I bet you that's the most imposing place you've ever had to perform.
Oh, absolutely.
So look at it this way. You survived that. Now there's no there's no venue, no stage that can throw Mountain Faith. You know, that's the way you look at those
things.
Yes, sir.
I like the way you think. Somebody asked me that today. One thing that we've all the band members, all of us, we've all struggled, you know, with confidence, because we've just never had confidence, because we just, you know, there's so many just awesome, awesome pickers out there. And we just look up to them so much. And the one good thing that the show, that we brought back from the show was, you know, we can do this. We don't have to be
exactly
scared to death. You know, we can get up on the stage and we can do our thing and give it 110%. And, you know, just be confident in how much work we've put into. Because, I mean, we've put so much work into our new bluegrass set that we're doing at festivals now. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to just play those songs so many times that we could play them blindfolded, playing hopscotch, and eating a sandwich at the same time. Just know them so well, in and out. And so that way, when we get on stage and we're nervous, we can play through the nerves.
Exactly.
And so that's one good thing we got out of the show we're really thankful
some
for.
Some of that I believe that's a huge advantage to you, because now it's you know, look what we've done already. We can do this, and we have confidence, and it doesn't matter who's before us or who after us or how many people are here or not here. We're going to deliver just like we did for that worldwide audience, really. What an exciting thing to have in your pocket. My goodness.
Right. And I want you to know, we still get very nervous. We can work through the nerves.
Yeah, well, sure.
We don't ever want to not be nervous, but we know how to get through the nerves now.
That's right.
That's good. We're glad about that.
Oh, it's exciting. It's exciting for me just to get to hear you talk about it. Tell me about the band members right now. We've talked about your dad, but let's talk about the rest of the band members a little bit.
Okay, well, obviously my brother, he's the banjo player, and he is becoming known for his beard. Mm-hmm. I know you've seen it.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Everybody loves Braden's beard, and they just, it's become his trademark. And so,
well, now I can never shave.
That's what we told him. I joke around with him all the time. I'm like, I'm telling him to shave it off. They're like, no. Don't ever let him shave it off. And it's so funny, because people have started getting pictures with him, and they'll like reach up and pull on his beard. It's become his trademark. And I think that's so funny that he's like, no, it's actually he's more recognizable than the rest of us. When we were walking through New York and stuff like that, people would actually recognize him first. And then they would recognize the rest of us.
Well, now it's like Samson's hair. He can't shave it.
He can't shave it, yeah. I don't think he plans on it. He was telling me that he found some beard oil that makes it look shiny and soft.
Oh, boy.
So
product.
He is all about beard care products.
He's in the products now. All right. There's no holding him back now. All right. So he's your brother. He plays the banjo player, and he has a beard. I want to get I know your father is Sam, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then clearly you grew up in the music. You have two other band members that aren't immediately family members, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's talk about Dad for a minute before we move on to them.
Yeah, you know, Dad, 15 years ago when we started, I can't even tell you how much we owe my dad. Because, you know, for the first 12 years, none of us could even drive. And so for the first 12 years, he would work 60 to 70 hours a week at his tire shop. And then on the weekends, every weekend for 12 years, he would come home so tired, but he would pile us all in the van and we would go sing all weekend.
Oh, my.
And he would drive in and get home, you know, 1, 2 o'clock Monday morning, and he would be at work at 5:30 Monday morning.
Good grief.
And his work ethic has been a huge part of Mountain Faith. If it weren't for him, we would have quit a very long time ago. But, he's definitely the backbone and everything else of Mountain Faith.
That's wonderful.
If it weren't for him, we would not be here.
Oh, that's wonderful. And he's the bass player.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's amazing how many dads wind up being bass players. I don't know why that is. In family bands, you look around, the older guy's the bass player.
It's so funny. I don't know what it is.
No, I guess it's something they can control. I don't know. Good. So Braden's your brother, and then Sam, and then tell me about the other members of the band.
Well, Luke has, he actually joins the band almost 2 years ago now. And you know that for the first 14 years, our cousin traveled with us, John Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he turned 18 and decided to go down to Florida for college. And so we start desperately searching for somebody around here that play. And, you know, there's tons of good guitar players, singers out there, but they live so far away from us. And we wanted somebody that could be right here with us so we could practice and all that stuff. And Luke literally came out of completely nowhere. I'm just nowhere. Such a godsend. He was a friend of our mandolin player. Our mandolin player didn't even know that he played guitar. And he started working for my dad at the tire shop. Well, he mentioned, you know, he played guitar or whatever, and we thought, oh, you know, that's cool. Well, one day at work, I overheard him singing Peace in the Valley.
Oh.
And I ran to Dad. I was like, Dad, Luke has a really good voice. We need to look into this. And he came over that Sunday. He knew every single one of our songs, played them like he'd been playing them his whole life. And so, obviously, he joined that day. And then Corey, he is obviously a very well-known mandolin player.
Yes.
He's phenomenal. Corey actually played on one of our very first CDs, you know, 6, 7 years ago. And we never met him. We didn't have a mandolin player at the time, so the guy that was making our CD just sent it to Corey. And several years later, we met Corey finally. And, you know, just fell in love with him. Everybody that meets Corey falls in love with him. And he started becoming our fill-in mandolin player. And he filled in for about a year. And then our mandolin player gave us a 6-month notice, said, you know, at the end of this year, I'm going to be quitting music. I'm going to, you know, move to South Carolina and start working at a museum.
Okay.
So we start asking Corey, and he turned it down several times. And then one day,
did you say, Corey, we're going to be on AGT?
It's so funny. We were talking about today, like he did not. We're all just in awe of like what's happened this year. But Dad, last year in September, Dad said, Summer, call Corey one more time. Just call him one more time. I said, Dad, I'm not calling him again. I'm so tired of him turning this down. I feel bad. I don't want to bother him. I don't want to call him. Dad said, please, Summer, for me, call him one more time. And I called him, and he took the job that day, moved to our farm, and he's been in the band. It's been a year this month. And he said the same thing, you know, we said at the beginning of the year. He never would have expected to be doing all that we've done this year. So we're all just so happy, and we all get along so well because we all, you know, want the same things and have the same goals and the same work ethic. So it's been really, really awesome.
That's so important. And are you still going to school now?
I actually had to take this semester off because of the show.
Yeah.
But I'll start back next semester, and I'll have a year left.
Wow. So you're in college, and apparently everybody in the whole town works at your dad's tire store.
Just about it. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I lost you.
I can hear you. Did you drop it?
No, sir.
Okay. I can hear you fine.
Okay. Okay. Good.
All right. Okay. It's all right. So we've already established that the whole town works in your dad's tire store.
Yes, sir.
It's
funny, everybody that's ever played in the band works at the tire shop. Because it's, you know, we can be flexible. We have a very crazy schedule, and so obviously the tire shop's very flexible. So it's always worked out that we just all work there.
And you probably got a place to practice when the doors close.
Yes, sir. We sure do. That's exactly where we practice.
All right. Well, we have to tell you. Give me the full name and the street address of your dad's tire store so we can get that on the air, too.
It's 8227 Highway 441 South, Silva, North Carolina.
Okay, and the name of it is?
High Country Tire.
Okay, best tires, probably the best tires on the East Coast. Best deals.
They are, absolutely.
Oh, gosh, this is so much fun. All right, so we know the most recent album is Blue. I guess for the band, how many albums does the band in different configurations? How many albums could people find from Mountain Faith?
Oh, my gosh. The only three that we still sell, Blue, Battlefield, and then we have the one before Battlefield called Save Me.
Okay. And you have a very good website, right? They can find most of these things that you have available, and they can find your touring schedule on a website. If they just plug in Mountain Faith, they're going to get it, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this about the name of the band, because I think this is important. I know what the answer is going to be. The name of the band, Mountain Faith.
Mm-hmm.
I know from listening to your music that it does resonate as far as, you know, the mountain we love, the mountains we love. But the faith part is also very critical. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you can tell me a little bit about that if you like.
Yeah. My dad always says we're mountain folks singing about our faith, and that's kind of his little catchphrase for it. But our faith is very, very important to us, and we actually grew up on, you know, just gospel music, and we love it so much. And being from this area, you know, faith is very important here. Family is very important here. And we just really felt like that name just really represented where we're from and who we are and who we always will be. And so, that's where the name came from. And, you know, through the years, a lot of people have, you know, pressured us to maybe change our name.
And, oh, no.
And we've always said no, and it's always worked out fine.
And it's still working out fine.
Yes, sir.
That's
absolutely
great. I knew in most of the album, the music I've heard too, there are gospel, not you know, a lot of that, and you also do some. My Heart Skips a Beat. I mean, that's you know, so you are continuing to mix in. You did it for the show,
yes,
which
sir.
Is brilliant, but you also
yes, sir.
Continue to mix in newer tunes, is my guess. You're all kind of young, and I think your approach is that way. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay.
And we've been trying to lately. Well, since Corey joined, you know, before we did a lot of cover songs, you know, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We love doing cover songs. But we wanted, you know, we're all songwriters, but we would never play our music for other people. And we've all been encouraging each other, and we've gotten to the point where about 80% of what we do now is original material. And it's a lot of it's just true stories, you know, that we've all gone through, and we just have poured our heart and soul into it. And the Blue and the new record that's coming out, a lot of the material we've written and it's just come from our heart. So, and, well, you know, we try to put a different spin to where every single song sounds 100% completely different from the other one. And so that's kind of our goal right now, is just to have a really wide variety of songs that tell stories and people can relate to and stuff like that. That's kind of our niche right now.
You know, I would tell you this, it's not unusual for talented people who get together and really focus. And then, you know, let's face it, a lot of people when they're starting out, you do tunes that other people have written. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that because they're great songs. But it's not unusual that within the band itself, you start creating your own music and then your own sound comes through. Now, I think that's where you're at right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're loving every second
of it. Loving every second of it. Oh, this is a blast. I'm so happy for you. So I have a single called Emily. Is that going to be on the new album?
What? Yeah, on the new album. Yes, sir.
Okay. When's the rest of the world going to get that new album? Is it out yet?
It's not out yet. It will be out. We don't have an exact date because of the America's Got Talent stuff. We had to postpone it.
I call it AGT, by the way.
Oh, AGT, yeah. we had to postpone it because of that. And so we're shooting for the second week of October.
Oh, good. Okay.
The artwork's done. We're basically just in the getting them printed and copied and all that kind of stuff packaged right now. So we're shooting for the second week of October.
Do we have the name of the album, or are we holding that back?
Yes, it'll be called That Which Matters.
Oh, good. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking very, very forward to seeing that one here and that play again. Oh, gosh. Well, Summer McMahon, Mountain Faith, you absolutely lit the world up, the world of bluegrass, and I think beyond. Everybody was so excited to see what was happening. And, boy, you guys did it. Great appearances, great, very professional. You did it right.
Thank you.
You did it right, and it's because of all the work and faith you have in your own business, and that's why you succeeded.
Thank you so much. You have no idea how much that means to us.
Good, good, good. Summer, thank you, ma'am, for being available. Thanks for working so hard at the tire store and getting together with the band. And thank you for that nod to your father. What a wonderful mention to your dad's dedication to the family and the band.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you get back to doing either fixing tires or changing tires or practicing either one of those two, all right?
Oh, I'm actually sitting on my porch.
Oh, good.
I get to do that a lot, so I'm just enjoying this pretty weather.
I hope you are. All right. Summer McMahon, thanks so much for calling in, and we'll catch you down the road somewhere.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Can you imagine that? Summer McMahon from Mountain Faith just taking the world by storm on America's, or we'll call it AGT because we're hip now, taking the world by storm with AGT. Here she is sitting on her porch talking to me so you can hear her explain the story. What a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And thanks so much again to Summer McMahon for taking time off of her. You know, when you're doing these things, you're not really sure how they're coming out. But she's on her porch relaxing after so much time and effort into America's Got Talent and all the other recordings and the work she's doing and college she's doing. Thank you, Summer, for that lovely, lovely opportunity. I hope we've learned a lot, and I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. I'll be back in just a second. This is Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass.